Today is Wednesday, April 7th, 2021, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen, and today is no different. I was just reading, apparently, my mixer, the Rodecaster Pro. I have several mixers, but this is the mixer du jour. It's the new Pride 48 official mixer sponsor because it seems like, and I don't know who was the first one to get it. It must have been Daniel. So Daniel got it, and then Archer got it, and then John Ong got it, and then I got it, and I don't know who else is going to have it, but it seems to be, you know, before long it'll be the official sponsor of the Pride 48 event is Rodecaster Pro. Brought to you by Rodecaster Pro. But anyway, I want to say this, though. It is a digital mixer, and it does have firmware. And my previous mixer, the Zoom LiveTrack L12, is a great little mixer. But it did not work a lot for a lot of the live stuff that I wanted to do. It was set up, and you know, it's funny because it is set up to be a live, but the live streaming stuff where I need to be able to, I don't know, it's hard to get into it, but it didn't work really well for me. The things that it did really well, and I love the multi-track recording and like all of that kind of stuff, but the Rodecaster works better for live streaming, and it also does have a really cool touchscreen interface that's really nice, that's color and looks really good. You can record really easily. There's a really big record button on there, and it's super easy. But one of the things that I, you know, noticed about the Zoom is they don't release firmware very often. So any of these digital mixers, they basically have little computers in them and they can program them to do, you know, many different things that you want to do. And the Zoom, they kept releasing new hardware. You know, they came out with the L8, and then now they've got a Zoom Podcaster L something. It's like they're trying to compete with the Rodecaster Pro. But I noticed about the Zoom that they were not releasing new updates very often with like new features. And it's basically a computer. You can release new features. They released one firmware update the whole time since when they first released the hardware. And it's been, I don't know how many years it's been, but it's been a few years since they came out with the original L12. So the Rodecaster Pro, I didn't know, but when I bought it, Rode had come out with a new firmware update. And it was actually on my Rode, but you could go and download it. And they released that update, I think, in December, and it added a lot of features that people wanted. And then now I got an email last night that said they have a beta firmware version that's got all these new features in it. Now, most of the features are not going to really help me. Some of the features are around using MIDI to control stuff. So I might play around with that, but it's more, you know, it's more for live streamers who don't have, let's say, a video switcher, which we all know I bought a video switcher, even though I'm not a YouTuber. So I have a separate piece of hardware that's for streaming, you know, for streaming and for switching video. But you can use the MIDI controllers to do a lot of other things. You can, if you have a digital audio interface or digital audio, a DAW, what's the W stand for? Workplace? I'm not workspace. I'm not really sure. But anyway, if you have one of those like Reaper or I can't remember the other one, but there's another one. You can actually, when you control the faders on the Rodecaster Pro, you can actually control the faders on the recording software. Now, unfortunately, I think it doesn't yet work with Adobe Audition, which is what I use. But it's really cool. I mean, it's really cool. If you want to record on software as well while you're recording on the hardware, you can do that. There are many other things. But anyway, all I was going to say is I was reading the email and kind of going over and thinking about whether I was going to install this beta version and give it a test. But I was just so happy to know that, you know, their last software release was in December. And we're in April and they're already putting out a beta version of their next release. And so I'm excited to see that they're really doing new soft, you know, new updates all the time. Because again, you know, my previous company, Zoom, they did not, I don't know how often they release updates normally, but they only had one software update the whole time I owned the Zoom. So I was excited about that. All right, we've got a voicemail. Let's go ahead and listen to the voicemail.
Adam, it's Scotty, Rosy Butler.
Hey, Scotty.
I'm just wondering, how come we never hear anything about Sydney anymore? Like, you move to a giant mansion and suddenly your dog has disappeared and is never talked about again. I think it's rather suspicious.
What do you want me to say about her? I feel like...
I know in America you don't have any outdoors, seeing as you always comment about how I'm sending you a message from outside of my palatial mansion and studio. But come on, surely Sydney can at least be inside your giant house. Okay, give us an update. Bye.
Well, I feel like I do.
6:40 p.m.
Oh, okay. A lot of frogs. Is that frogs?
It's dark.
They're very loud, those frogs. You know, we have a, interestingly enough, when I was, I think those are frogs. I could be wrong, but they sound like frogs to me. Thank you for calling, Scotty. But thinking of frogs, you made me think of frogs because we have a, when I was growing up, we used to have this frog, we had a swimming pool. And it was, I mean, it's not like we were rich or anything. It was on, it was an on top of the ground swimming pool. You know, you can buy those now at Walmart for $300 or something. But we had it on top of the ground. I'm sure it was more expensive back when I was younger. But anyway, so we had it on top of the ground swimming pool. And every year we would have this frog. Now, who knows if it was the same frog? We don't know. Nobody knows that. But we, you know, when we would talk about the frog, we would pretend or we would assume that it was the same frog every year. And every year we'd have a frog. I mean, I don't even know how long frogs live. Frogs may not even live a year. Who knows? But we would always have one frog that would like jump around and we would see it around the pool. And so we named him Herman. And so every year we would say, oh, there's Herman. Herman's back out. Well, Mark and I have a couple of frogs. Now, it was more than one because I saw little baby frogs. And then a month later, I saw larger frogs. And then a month later, I saw larger frogs that would hang around our front porch. I think it was in the summer. I want to say it was in the summer because I haven't really seen them since it got cold. They're probably hibernating or whatever. And so I didn't name the frogs, but I'm just wondering if those same frogs are going to, we're going to see them again as it warms up. I don't know. We'll see. I didn't label them or anything, so who knows? But Sydney, I feel like I do talk about Sydney. We had a whole thing where she had a surgery, I want to say in January or February, and I feel like I talked about the cone we had to put around her head and all that kind of stuff. But and we when we went on our ski trip, we had to put Sydney in the boarding place. And I think I talked about Sydney and Shane. Shane is my parents' dog, so I feel like I have talked about her. But anyway, regardless, Sydney is fine. You know, she's getting older, so I'm just counting down the years before we really need to get a brother or sister for her. Mainly for us, so that as she starts to get older, we'll have another dog to replace her when she dies. But it's so hard to train a dog. I don't know. It's so, and she's in the house all the time. In fact, well, when I'm recording, I close the door so she can't come in because she has a tendency. She's very bossy. And if she wants to leave the room and I've shut the door, she'll scratch on the door. And that does two things. First of all, it makes noise. And second of all, it scratches the door. So I need to get a doggy door for this upstairs door so that she can come and go and I can still have the door shut. Because if Mark turns on the TV downstairs or anything like that, you can hear it on the recording. So, but Sydney is fine. She's fine. She'll be, I believe she's going to be 8 on her birthday. So, which is in November. So we've got a little bit of time. Well, other than that phone call and me looking at my Rodecaster Pro, I found out good news at work. Although I'm still, I know I've been talking about, and I don't even remember who, you guys know, I don't remember what I talk about. I'm on so many different podcasts, I have no idea what I talk about from one to the other. But on one of my podcasts, I talked about A, not really liking my new manager and not thinking he was competent, but also kind of missing doing engineering work. And I'm not sure if I want to be a product owner / manager. And, you know, what am I going to do with my life? What am I going to get a career counselor or what? You know, all that whining that I do. And so I found out yesterday that I'm getting a new manager. So my manager's not leaving the company, but he hired someone that's going to be between him and us. And so I'm excited about, and it's a female as well. So I'm really excited about that because now at the very least, I can see if I enjoy this job better with a different manager. And then I can compare and contrast and say, well, was it just my manager or was it that I really, you know, that I really need to change jobs? And, so I'm excited about that. And she starts on Monday. We met her today, but she officially starts on Monday. And I'm going to do demos of my products for her, and I'm going to try to get her on my side on some things I want to get done. So we'll see how that goes. But yeah, that's exciting for me anyway. All right. For more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ plus friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This podcast is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.